60% of all deer taken with a state sport hunting permit in northern southeast Alaska are brought in between November 15th and December 31st, the only time you can legally harvest both bucks and does. In the eyes of many hunters, winter is especially good when a heavy snowfall forces the deer down from the mountains and brings them within easy reach along shorelines and road systems. But while such weather may be a boon to hunters, it's a liability to deer, especially this year. According to game managers, the northern southeast deer population is especially vulnerable this winter. Last March, a late snowfall killed off a significant portion of the population. Fish and game biologist Phil Mooney says a heavy snowfall this winter could set the deer up for further decline.
We've got some storm track that's predicted that's going to bring more snow into us, and what we want to avoid is getting a whole bunch of deer down in the lower elevations and on the beaches and have them clobbered by hunters at late on in the season, especially the does, where that's our reproductive potential for the next year. If we whack that portion of that really hard, it will delay a recovery of the population over a period of years.
Mooney says he's been going out into the field almost every month since last December, examining deer tracks and pellets and looking for evidence of browsing. And he says he's found little sign of deer. Around Hoonah in particular, he's found groups of deer skeletons huddled beneath trees. Hunter reports also paint a grim picture.
We have had reports come in from some portions of some of the islands that they've gone out and hunted it pretty hard and not found much. And, you know, as we piece this all together in a jigsaw puzzle, so to speak, then we get a better, much better idea of, you know, landscape scale situation that we're trying to manage the deer over.
So on December 14th, the department shut down the doe season in Game Management Units 4 and 1C, making it illegal to hunt females with a state permit on Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof Islands along the mainland and Glacier Bay. Major communities in the area are Sitka, Hoonah, Angoon, Gustavus, and Juneau. Right now, the closure will have a limited impact because it only affects sport hunters. If you have a federal permit to hunt deer for subsistence, you can still take up to 6 does through January 31st. That includes everybody except Juneau residents who do not qualify for subsistence. The closure effectively keeps Juneau sport hunters out of other communities, like the native village of Hoonah. That part of Chichagof Island is always hard hit by out-of-town hunters who take advantage of the extensive clear cuts and logging roads. The state closed down the doe season around Hoonah earlier than in the rest of the region for just that reason. The Federal Subsistence Board followed suit, closing down the subsistence doe hunt, a move that angered locals. Thomas Mills is one of those locals. He agrees the deer are in trouble. Most hunters he knows come home empty-handed, and he's not sad to see the Juneau hunters go. But he says the feds should not have shut down local subsistence.
They should have just stuck with closing the sport hunting, because most of the people that hunt around this area now that it's been clear-cut come out on a ferry, and they bring out their ATVs, and most of the hunting is just done on the logging road systems.
We're hungry now. We're truly, truly hungry. And if I end up going to court because I shot a doe because I need deer meat, I'm going to be raising so much cane it's not even going to be funny.
Rhonda Culp works for a small grocery store in Hoonah. She says they've been stocking up on more beef than usual this winter because people's freezers are empty. She's asking why the state did not ease the pressure on Hoonah deer earlier by closing the sport season in November. She says Hoonah's right to subsistence has been violated.
So what the officials should have done with this dual management, both federal and state, should have stopped those outside hunters to give us a chance to get our bucks and does. Doe is the best meat right now. They're giving us second-rate meat.
The state's Phil Mooney has requested the Federal Subsistence Board close the subsistence doe hunt throughout the rest of Units 4 and 1C. Federal spokesperson Maureen Clark says the board has not yet made a decision. However, they have sent out biologists and are asking regional advisory council members for their input. Hoonah resident Frank Wright Jr. is one of those council members. He agrees with the board's decision to close subsistence doe hunting around Hoonah and would support closing the season throughout the remainder of the region starting January 1st.
Otherwise, you know, we're just chopping our own head off, and we got to protect what we
Phil Mooney says not closing subsistence could have a significant impact on northern southeast deer. Meanwhile, Hoona resident Thomas Mills says the village will pull together in this time of need and hope next year is better. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.